More than a quarter of U.S. babies are delivered by cesarean section, or C-section, an all-time high. Many of these surgeries are elective, that is, they're not done for a medical reason, they're done because the mother prefers a C-section over a vaginal birth. Recognizing this trend, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recently issued a statement reversing itself on the ethics of C-sections, declaring that it is ethical for doctors to perform C-sections even if there is no medical necessity. Earlier, I spoke with Dr. Janet Pregler, Day-to-Day's regular medical commentator, about the issue. She began by explaining what she thought was behind the policy change.
I think there are a couple factors in play. One is the issue of women's autonomy in the birthing process. And I think in many ways we've been saying, choose natural childbirth, or if you don't, things will be chosen for you. And I think that that may be at the root of this issue.
Well, what are some of the problems associated with C-sections?
The problems that are generally quoted are the problems that go along with any major abdominal surgery. The other issues that come up are things like wound infections or blood clots. But in all honesty, those are fairly rare because, by definition, women having cesarean sections are generally relatively healthy.
But if 25% of babies are being delivered by C-section, the complications don't seem to be that much of a dissuasion.
Well, again, I mean, I think that's the issue that experts debate. What is the correct rate of cesarean section? We know that some women need cesarean section, and in fact, there was a situation here in Los Angeles in the 1990s where physicians in the county hospital system made a decision to rather arbitrarily lower the cesarean section rate. And this was reported in the Los Angeles Times in 1998. Women were required to undergo a trial of labor in almost all circumstances. And there were two maternal deaths reported, as well as rupture of the uterus, because of this policy. People thought about this a lot because here was a group of primarily poor women who were being subjected to a kind of public health concept that we should lower the cesarean section rate without taking their individual issues really enough into account. On the other side of the coin, if you look at women who deliver in privately insured hospitals for the upper middle class, up to 40% of women undergo cesarean section. So we can see that there are definitely differences based on socioeconomic status, but does that mean that one group is getting too many cesarean sections or the other group too few? We really don't have the research to say that for sure.
If you're a woman and you are pondering whether you should have the vaginal birth or the C-section, what would you recommend?
Well, I think most public health experts would say that vaginal is better because it's not major surgery. I think the big questions that we don't know are there potential benefits to performing cesarean section in some women that we really haven't considered? But I have to say that recent information is making us question that outcomes would be better with cesarean section. As an example, last week in the New England Journal of Medicine, there was a review published of what we know about cerebral palsy, a form of neurological problem that can be acquired because of problems surrounding birth. In the past, it was assumed that had these children been delivered by cesarean section, that they would have been unaffected or less severely affected. It turns out more recent research really calls that into question.
We're talking about elective C-sections, but obviously some of them are done for medical reasons. What level of risk is acceptable and who should be making that decision?
I think for the past 20 years, the answer to who should be making the decision about who gets a cesarean section has really fallen to the professional community, that by saying that our government has a standard of a 15% rate of cesarean section, we're really saying that that in general is not the woman's individual choice. I think that this statement by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, which I think was a very careful statement, they weren't advocating elective cesarean section, is a statement that's saying perhaps we need to step back from this and realize that this is an individual decision like many medical decisions and should be treated more in an individual manner.
Dr. Janet Pregler is Associate Professor of Medicine at the University of California, Los Angeles, and Director of the Iris Cantor UCLA Women's Health Center. Thanks so much.
Thank you.